Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, Red News Podcast 170, and I've got two bones to pick with Nathan. Not substantial bones, not like dinosaur bones. I think in the cricket parlance, this would be a, we've got a knock. We've come in at number nine and we've retired injured for about half an hour. Literally, we've on the bridge. I thought Forest was bad. And it's not heavy rain, it's just like a winter storm has hit. So Nathan, we did partly agree this beforehand, we've come for a pint and we're doing a pod, and then we'll go into the bitter elements and hope that some of you will think, look at those two absolute tossers, we might support them.
It's nice that you've turned up for once.
Well, I did the mega bus. Me on a mega bus. Can you imagine? Jesus Christ, I wouldn't get to Birmingham. Right, so I encountered Charlton fans, and they were all right. This is their like equivalent of a Euro away. They were very excited and bouncing on the train. Shall I tell you some insights into my encounters with Charlton fans?
Yes.
Firstly, that the hardcore regulars are angry that we take 1,000 to Barnsley where all these others turned up from, which made me laugh. It's always, there's always football like nadgery at the end, like where have all these lot come from? They've got a fucking drummer apparently, God help us. All said they wanted City as their first choice in the draw and us second. I thought, come on United, we need to fucking sort that. That irked me. And then they just said, we hope, we're not very good. We, you know, we're getting slowly better, hopefully. But we just want us to score when to make it competitive like one. So they've got no hope. So surely, and Dobson, a lad called Dobson, is a red card waiting to happen. Stream of consciousness, Shaw's goal and assist against Bournemouth. Brilliant.
Yeah.
If that were Trent, as Max of the Day call him, Trent, they don't call him Luke, do they?
No.
They'd be creaming themselves.
Yeah.
So let's give him, he's had enough stick.
Fred, well, I said this the other night, I think it's got under the radar.
That's a great thing. Now suddenly, I bet we'll see McFred tonight. But and the options tonight, you think even our second stroke third team should show the resilience and that suddenly the depth we're getting. So Fred, if he comes on with his energy level post the 60-minute mark, that's a good, like, he comes on and suddenly, like, his engine's raring to go. I like that.
Yeah.
Gokwan in the Maldives is one of my hates of the week. He's on this morning, he's going, here's a competition you can enter at, like, £1,000 a minute on a phone call. I'm in the Maldives. Just put a picture up of the Maldives. You don't need to send a fucking boat to the Maldives to tell us what the Maldives is like. We've already got an impression in our heads of what the Maldives is
like. What do the Maldives look like? I know what the Maldives look like, but I don't know what the Maldives look like.
Right, and Harry, let's not go down that thing. But ITV last night.
Harry.
This is my second. Harry, spare Harry.
Oh, right.
So,
they talk about
ITV
Maguire.
News went, okay. Here's some neighbours in the US. Here's what they think. That would be like, Nathan, what do your neighbours think of you? And they were just bland, like, what the fuck? So they were all on a Freeman's in a bar watching his interview. What do you think? And one went, I won't read the whole thing. I suppose I'll read part of it. Fucking hell. Is that the level of news we aspire to? And then the bloke who interviewed him said, we've had days and days of this, haven't we, to his royal correspondent last week, take a week. Yes, we've had days and days of it because of you. So, and then he sighed at the end and he gave a massive sigh. And I thought, we're in some Kafkan fucking Orwell, like, what the fuck? The bloke who interviewed him is sighing at the coverage from the bloke who interviewed him. Right, now, League Cup, why this matters to me today. 2006, 26th of February 2006. Now, Fergie was a genius on so many levels and occasions, but he had an inkling. I don't think he fully, well, if he did, what was coming in the next 3-4 years. But he went, Rude, you sub, you're not coming on, which sort of created the end of like being bubbling over. But that is what a League Cup final did. That side then, if you look at it, the core then went on and on and on.
I think
so not comparing today, but like that is what a League Cup can do and why I'm excited.
Well, that's why City take it seriously every year. That's why Pep absolutely goes for it every year, because it sets you up for the rest of the season as well. Like, it's over with relatively quickly. And if you go and have a good run and you win that, then you kick on again, don't you?
The three cups, domestic cups are entirely possible. Not saying it'll happen. There's 10 Premier League teams out already by the fourth round, apparently. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell, you take one, you bite your hand.
And especially the way that in the FA Cup draw, like, Chelsea have already been knocked out, and then the next round it's City against Arsenal, so one of them's going to get knocked out. So, you know, yeah.
For Arsenal, isn't it? Bad research,
no.
Isn't it?
Is no, it City
Arsenal. Bad research. Me.
Bad research, Barney.
Right, so can I pick you up on my two bones of contention?
Yes, go on.
Right, so your Martial.
Yes.
It was like, and I'm paraphrasing you here, but it was like Martial moved about and did some stuff. This is great. Now, it is progress from a low barometer, but it almost was like a parody of a top-class striker that was saying, Martial ran around.
No, but I didn't say he was a striker. No, like we've said since, he had no chance of putting the ball
nine,
in there.
But you tell him that, and he's going to say, I'm not a false nine, I'm a nine.
Well, I don't know. And I think it was funny, because we obviously had this discussion on the pod the other night, and I still, like, stand by it, but then, like, it was funny. I said last night, my flatmate at the moment is a Spanish guy, and he does football writing. He goes to the games and stuff. He writes for like Spanish newspapers, and he just out of the blue came to me last night and said that he was going to write a piece about Martial. And I was like, oh, well, that's funny, because I said about that the other night, about how I thought he was impressed. I was impressed by what he was doing, and he was like, he agreed, and that's why he was right. Although it was quite funny, because he said about I put in the group, didn't I, last night, how I completely and utterly forgot that Martial went on loan to Sevilla.
And I think
last year, like pretty much this year.
5 months ago, 6 months ago.
And it, like, because he said, oh, he went on loan, didn't he? And he's come back, and I was like, did he? And it literally had just disappeared out of
but
my
that's
mind.
What, like, I don't, I'm
but
not
like
being
say,
unfair to
it, Sevilla just, have probably forgotten about
it. I just think he's not considering, he's considering himself as a number nine. And I know it's better, but it's like, but I will say, and you know my pronunciation is Woot, if we are in for Woot. Now, you know that I love a big style centre forward. So I did actually watch him at Burnley, because I like an old style big shit house up front.
I don't think he can be judged on what he did at Burnley.
He's got a good touch for a giraffe. He is
well,
able.
That goal in the World Cup,
but what he was at Burnley was a kneeling man. Like, his flicks, no one was at the end of. His shots and that, headers, were just always wide. Now, it would be great. I'm a bit like, we've got to try something. And we're under Glazenomics, and they're not going to spend any money. But I'm almost like, can he be the one who changes that right narrative, dare I say that word, that he's not a kneeling man? But I think if you're a kneeling man coming to Old Trafford, it's very rare that you change that on him. And I'm not shitting on a bloke. I just
well, I
like thought
his numbers were good at Wolfsburg, yeah. And his numbers have been good at.
But the German league. How many players have we
no,
got there?
Course, but
fucking, we've been burnt there a few.
Well,
I'm not
yeah,
trying
but,
to shit on some. I just thought.
But
he's they've a
also been they've also been very good players who've
did,
gone from German
he did
leagues.
Some things.
City have got one of them.
Yeah, but that's City and our competitors, if we're cutting to the brutal chase, would not be doing what we consistently do with our strikers. You know, we're in again. And I've said to you before, I don't think Kane's going to come because of his family so settled in a part of London that I know, and like there's a few connections I have with the family. But maybe he will. Maybe he'll just be fed up with it. But we've been fed that, we'll be back in the summer, you know, in the summer. But we needed a striker last summer. We knew the Ronaldo fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not shitting on him. I'm just irritated that we're in this sort of desperate.
Like, since I've seen it, I don't have a problem with it at all, really. Because I think, first off, I think that the role that he will have is the role that Ten Hag hoped that Ronaldo would do. Of be that second option.
On the bench?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. And obviously that didn't work out. But I don't think he's going to be starting many games. But at the moment, we do not have a plan B. If it's not working the way that we, you know, because Alanga.
This guy, C, D, E, F, G.
Alanga is not a plan B. And other than him, who have we got? We haven't got anyone. So, like, there was, like, obviously Chelsea Chelsea have just signed João Felix on a similar loan for big money. I wouldn't have done that because I don't think he's not an out-and-out striker, and that's what we need. Like, I know it pained us at the time, and you don't want to win games like it every week, but how many times did Fellaini save us? Like, Fellaini came on and he was that. And sometimes you just need to have 6'6" big bastard who will just do something different. And I've got no. If it's 6 months, I know
a nearly man. And the other thing is, I cannot see where Ken Ten Hag.
But is he a nearly man? Is he a nearly man because the other people?
Yeah,
like
you
say,
if
the other people
are lumping it forward, I'm not with 10 minutes to go if we're losing. But I don't see. Maybe I'm not being angry, but it's making me think. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
But I think the problem. So I think the point is, there's no other. There would have been no other option. So it was either this.
Yeah.
Or nothing
but
until the end
the
of the season.
If we're playing out the back, then you see Casemiro return, then we go wide, counter attack.
Yeah.
Is he pacey enough to then? I don't know. That's what. It just. I thought it's a bit of a strange one. Everyone on Twitter is fully on the ball.
I just think his numbers have looked good elsewhere, and I think from what I've heard. He obviously didn't get on with Dyche, and that was a sinking ship. So, not to judge it off
and
that.
And the shit show Burnley are in him financially.
Yeah.
They didn't get rid of him. They just had to get him off the plane. I will say,
what's
and
the
fair
other,
play what? For calling him out at the time. But Nick said the stat sheet on Friday.
I know he did. And I called
fuck
him out for it.
Where are these sheets? Do we get handed them out? I put them over my head in the rain. Where are these stat sheets? One of the Red News Corps uttered the words, the stat sheets. Don't get me wrong, the shit I took. Right, Gamora finished it. I've got a love-hate thing with Gamora. Maybe because I love Tony so much. But, lads, it's not the greatest ever for me. Now, I get it was brutal and it was honest and Napoli's griming dirty, but by the end, literally, everyone just dies. Everyone just kills each other. And Little Monk was great casting in the last series, but and the type of man in a Euro way bar would do you over and probably maim you in a toilet for a Euro. But it was like, by the end, and I watched the whole fifth series in a week, but I was like, thank you. Fuck, that's over. Sorry, you're gonna act right. Anthony said he had some personal problems. He was in the car crash. So I think we should lay off. I think he's getting a bit of undue.
Yeah.
I watched the Everton game. It was my birthday. I did have cocktails.
I know you did because you were sending pictures whilst I was stood in the rain outside.
I got back for the game and I'd had a few cocktails. And my missus said as I went incessantly, "Come on, United! Come on, United! Go on, United!" She went, "Is this what you fucking do during a game?" So apologies to Chris and everyone behind me. That is literally, "Come on, United! Come on, come on, come on, United!" She said, "Will you just fucking stop it?" I'd be interested. Anyone has stories? Keep that. Nathan did me proud last week. But the bit he omitted was keep sending in your stories.
All right.
Because thanks for everyone who supported. But
I apologise for all the other stuff I did that I missed that bit out.
Right.
What's the other bone that you've got to pick from
me? I had it and then I've just fucking forgotten the second bone.
It's fine.
It wasn't that important a bone. Oh, yes. So, of all my shit that I've come out with, all the shit in the world that has been uttered, Gokwan, bloke on ITV, no one has ever spent 2 minutes criticising that a Pret a Manger was closed, so he had to walk 5 minutes extra.
That was Nick.
So that's my
that was
bone
Nick.
To pick with Nick.
That was yeah. Nick, not me.
Right. So it was Martial. Right, so I haven't talked. I'm going to say hello to Gary and Oz, who's done a great piece for the next mag, and who's missing United, but he's in the sun while we've got these conditions. But sending all our love. A lot of people will know him, Gary Tillman. And also Chris in Oz too. Get right in that article, please. But right, I think I've done with. Oh, what's your best ever loan signing then for United?
Best ever
don't
loan.
Henrik. That's it.
There's not been many, though, has it? So. Who else has been other than him and Igalo? Have you got a list? He just reached for his pocket as if he had a loan stat sheet in his pocket.
Right. I had a Lee Grant flashback. Did the ESL and COVID behind closed doors really happen? Right, I will say.
Who's your favourite loan player?
Not putting pouring light on.
You ask me a question. No. Who's your favourite?
I've not done the research.
Who's your favourite loan player?
Come with this.
All right.
Right. But on there's obviously bad flu going around. There's everyone's had an ailment. But on one of the things, it said, you know, to ease the enter the A&E crisis, it went why you should call 111 and not go to A&E. And it says if it feels like you're going to die, go to A&E. And I thought, that is not put, but fuck me. If it feels like you're going to die, everyone, please go to A&E. In what world would you go? I think I'll pick up the phone instead. Right, I've taken on a lot there. Right, and you're Nathan, you were pictured on United Fan Cultural Archive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
In your grey kit as a kid. And we said, doesn't the grey kit age better now than it did at the time?
Yeah. I think it was too much at the time. But if that had come out now, it'd be... The look on Barney's face right now suggests that he remembers what the other bone is.
Nathan here. Nathan.
Hello. Nathan. Yes.
Doesn't have sauces on a bacon butter. I would imagine Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't have sauces on it.
Wow, okay.
No, but seriously, if I'm using Wazza as the bacon butty demographic, Wazza would have every sauce, barbecue, whatever there is, but...
I just don't like tomato or brown sauce.
Wow!
Just don't.
That's medieval.
Tomato's too sweet for me, and then I just not... I've got...
HB is my choice.
Do you want to know the reason why I don't like brown sauce?
Is this trauma? Like,
yes.
Oh God, go on.
So when I was a kid,
18.
No, when I was a kid, with my family, we went on a day trip. We were staying in Wales, and we went on the ferry over to Dublin for the day. Really weird. We went to Dublin and then went to see the village where Ballachus Angel was filmed. And I remember we were camping in Wales, and my mum. We went for somewhere for food whilst we were on this day trip early on, and my mum, thinking being savvy or being a thief, nicked a load of sachets of like ketchup and stuff, thinking we'd use them while we're camping. Middle of summer, boiling hot, later on in the day, they're all in my bag. Later on in the day, I go to get some out of my bag, and all the brown sauce had burst, and it stunk, and it was just everywhere, and I was gipping so much, and it was disgusting because it was hot. And ever since that moment, no, I can't do it. I can't look at it.
But would you try a little? Because that's my choice on a fry up. It's HP. It's brown. It's always brown. Everything.
I don't. It'd have to take a lot.
What's the tomato ketchup story then?
I just
you
don't
combine
like
the
it.
Two.
Maybe.
Right. When I first went to America, I was intrigued. Mum lucky enough to be, and Dad at New Orleans because of his jazz thing. 1979. In the hotels and like the apartments, they'd have ice machines, and you'd put like a bucket, and they were all night. Ice, massive. You'd get ice for all your drinks. I was so intrigued, like coming from England where there was fuck all, still is, to that, and it made me run in COVID era. Any American listeners, Jim? Can you tell me, do they, is ice in a bucket? Because imagine, like, you could just leave a finger in there, couldn't you? Just pointing out, or someone's head. It's just, but is, that can't be a thing anymore post-COVID, can it? Ice bucket machines.
But it is. People have forgotten about it now, haven't they?
Yeah, but would you get the ice off, like if someone's been going, oh.
I'd like to think that no one is doing that, but maybe I'll think about it differently though.
Well, we had the frying thing, you might have mentioned it before, when on my stag do, someone went, and there is obviously the major shitting story in a thing from UWS, but someone went on my stag do, I always think someone might have peed in a kettle, so I always unfill the kettle, which was like, it's a revelation. Who's peeing in a kettle? Who would do such savagery? Not you, Ryan. Right, have we got anything else today? Right, so the one thing I keep going back to, we played Brentford 22, 23 weeks ago, and I was so angry, despondent. Frankie cheered us up, but I thought, you're not fit to wear the shirt, echoed around the ground. To get to where we could be in a semi-final, and I know it's the League Cup, but we could be on the top. Erik ten Hag's basically going to win everything, isn't he, mate?
I've said it a few times now that, you know, that I've been very questionable of choices that we've made in the past and stuff, but everything that he seems to, and maybe that's why I'm backing the Weghorst move. Like, obviously I want to sign someone properly, but if we,
how do you pronounce this first
name? Weghorst, I think. But maybe that's what it is. Like, I know that we're not going to get anyone full time. So if this is the choice that he's making, I back the manager. If this is who he wants to sign, then
that's
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm backing him. Everything he's done so far, he's not done anything so far that I've doubted. Or like the big decisions, he's had the balls to do the stuff with Ronaldo, which obviously I fully backed, because at the time I thought it all along, blah blah blah. Long old story, no one cares anymore. But we finally got someone who seems to know what they're doing. And I'm not saying that Mourinho didn't know what he was doing, blah blah blah. But it just feels like a shadow has been lifted, and we've got
someone on the ascendancy. Like Jose, I know he got his two all at Roma. Fuck me, the scenes of those Roma Italian highways. Fucking hell. But it's like, he was, that's his level. You know, they're on the downward trajectory. I think if Eric's playing it cool, he's thinking, and whether we then go over the, you know, I don't want a state sports washing, but that's for other people, mates do. He's thinking the long game is, he could have money. So if he's got to do one transfer window on the hop, plan for the bigger things. I think the main thing, what does most successful sides do? They build from the back.
Yep.
And he, from 23 weeks ago, where we were fucking conceding goals.
I think the main thing is, the best managers also improve players. And how many players, like you say,
already,
a lot of them weren't, like we were saying, weren't fit to wear the shirt. How many players have improved since he's taken over? It's like night and day. Like, and I know we can question those players, like for downing tools, for past managers and stuff like that, but it just, yeah.
Saturday, we'd obviously do a bigger one. We're having a drink after Saturday. I think there will be bumps ahead, but I feel, you know, like usually or recently it's been going into the derby with Dredd, and even, you know, 6-3, we got absolutely annihilated. The second half didn't reflect really how much we got battered, but I'm thinking, well, let's fucking see what that brings. Let's watch, see. And like, I didn't agree with the, you know, like, oh, we've got City, Palace and Arsenal in a week, because what, again, like, I know we shouldn't go back to the Fergie, but what would Fergie say? Bring it on. I want three big games in a week. I want to see these players tested. We've played an easy one, we've done very well in that, Rashford's done exceptional, but I want to see
They're all going to be buzzing. They're all massively on form. There isn't a situation that's better than the one that we're in now going into that game. Everyone is ready to do it.
Charlton shithouse there, way to one.
Yeah,
no,
but,
no.
But it's one of them. Like, it'll put a downer on us. But I can't see many players who are playing on Saturday playing tonight.
And like, even the League Cup, but you talk to the Charlton fans where it matters so much to them. But imagine our excitement to have a trip to Wembley for the first time in, what, 5 years? You know, and it changes that. Look how we were going into games for 2 years, depressed.
Yeah. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. Anything could happen tonight, but when the draw happens, the only thing I don't want is to get City in the semi, because it's two-legged. I think in a one-legged, anything could happen. So the other teams that are in it, I know Newcastle are doing well, but I'd say unless we're playing City, I'd back us to get to the final.
But as you said, you want that for us. Well, but we've had, let's be honest, we've had an exceptionally
but sometimes you need
automatic
that.
Cup scheme, friendly run of fucking, yeah, no, of course, and like, you have it bad, 1990. But we had a run a few years ago where we were away for a while. But no, I just think like the dynamic, there's happy faces, there's people looking forward. And I know a lot of people, you can't choose every game, and I don't agree, you know, I never go for that, oh, if you can't go to Charlton, then you don't deserve to go to Barcelona, because circumstances. But I feel like now, we're in a bar and hotel football, there's a bit of a buzz around, and I think, fucking, even after all I've seen, not picking me up, I'm buzzing. I am excited for tonight because even
I'm excited for the game. I'm not excited for telling, but you know.
Notice how I've looked at my watch. We have to go now. To anyone who buys it tonight, anyone. We've only got 40 copies between us, but and to Jerry, who was act of kindness, he came up so four Reds could get the last mag. Just really, like I think I said, December the 10th. 14th, I was going to jack all this in just for the stresses, the hassles, the rises, the admin, and then Nathan's kindness of selling all Weber's, people's kindness. And I don't want to keep, but it's like we're a dying breed, the fanzines, you know. The club give us fuck all. Might have an interview next week with an old player, if that hopefully coming off for a few weeks. Not everyone will take. I'm looking forward to that. Right, Nathan, sorry, I've hugged this, but I didn't speak on Friday, and Mrs. won't talk to me.
It's fine.
So you're the only person I've talked to.
You remind me of the Scottish guy in the pub after the game. We just couldn't get a word in.
But what would he have said to me with my bald head?
That was quite funny. It was odd.
Someone's
it was
opening gambit, at least you've got hair.
I was going to... Obviously, this didn't go in the pod the other night, but obviously, like, for those who did listen to it, we started doing the pod, and then this drunk Scottish guy came over and started talking to us and kept going for an hour. Me and Nick eventually legged it, and then we did a pod in another bar, and then after we'd finished and we left, Nick got a taxi home, and I was walking home, and the same guy was sat outside another pub, obviously doing exactly the same thing to some other bloke, just sat there talking at him, and this other guy looked like it looked like he needed saving, like we needed saving, like the person before us needed saving. My
there's
god,
there's a stream of saving. I will say, I must never forget the loanees, and we're going selling back for good.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Fucking hell, that's appalling. Although that's taken me 4 days to work that one out.
I re-listened back to the... I was so ashamed of how badly I told that story that Nick had to retell it.
But you both... I was proud of you. Proud of you for having a drink. There we are, the sober ones, the drunk ones, and we are what we are. Right, prediction. I'm going 3-1.
3-1. 2-0. I think it'll be comfortable.
But not
overly. Because I think it'll be an interesting team what he puts out. So.
And we're doing obviously one for Saturday, but with one eye on the derby, as a good pundit would say. What are you thinking now? Before the shithouse nerves and stomach trembles on Saturday morning.
I don't know. I generally don't know.
The good thing, though, I don't think Pep will go with his usual, and we've got the better polo shirt, or what, a turtleneck wearer.
Turtleneck.
Like Shane's obsession
Battle of the turtlenecks.
Shane's obsession with the turtlenecks is a bit disconcerting. But I do think Pep will be going, he won't be as,
I think this will be the first one in a while that he's having to question it.
And we do.
And I think we're obviously coming into it on form, and I think they're not firing on all cylinders, and I know that goes out the window in a derby, another cliche, but I don't know.
Do you remember when Nick didn't get me in before COVID? That seems like a million years ago. I thought about that while I was on the toilet the other day, the last game before COVID, and I didn't get in, and that's like, it's only 18 months that we were back at games, isn't it? We'll never moan again, Nathan. We'll never moan again.
We'll never moan again because Ten Hag's going to win it all.
Right, cheers, everyone. Thank you. There's Nick, though, the sound effects of Nick doing his brace. When's that come off at long last? I feel like I've lived this brace with you. God, that's a bit too much of a sound effect.
It's awful, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's week 9.
Week 9.
21.
Oh, my God. Right, I owe you an apology, not for stat sheets, but in the farce, in the farce of a fanzine, that we can give you all the coverage, all the goals. We missed two of the goals because I persuaded you to leave early because I'm so wet and frozen. And for 86 minutes, I just thought, don't let them score. Please, I cannot take this. And then I thought, I wanted to be in the pub in the warmth. So apologies to everyone. A sham, but we're in the pub. And we missed. We've seen the goals on the highlights. But for those of you who stayed, that's why you stay and you look at us and go, fuck off. Few things, and then Nick can take over because I waffled enough with Nathan. But I will say, we made fucking hard work of that. And yeah, you make that many changes, but it was really disjointed and a lot of bad performances. I thought Anthony Goldapot didn't do that much. I thought Maguire had a mare, like, he needs putting out of his misery. We need putting out of his misery. Let him go and have fun somewhere because it's just not working. Who else was gash? I thought McTominay was terrible. I didn't think he... I'm surprised Fred went off unless he's putting Fred in for... Or he's got his eye on him. And we've used minutes for players. You wouldn't want to use minutes at an Alanga like Nick's. I'm not even going to... But... I don't know what of that has come out. So I'll reiterate that I thought a lot of performances were gash. We've used minutes for players we didn't want to. I was just praying that they didn't equalise. And we were trying to work out, does it go to extra time, does it go to penalties? Alanga, but up top I felt was unfortunate, but he did absolutely nothing. Anthony scored some belters for us, but was quite predictable. But I'm not digging him out. It just wasn't coming off. I didn't think McTominay had a good game. And I think Maguire was just... his head is gone, and have a head that size gone is not good. The plus is Garnacho was absolutely fantastic. We've seen the highlights. I'm glad Palestri, because I wanted to see him, didn't see him, but did see him come on. And Heaton, good on Tom Heaton.
I thought he was
keeping
well,
a clean sheet.
He did really well. His distribution was good. He did well with his catching the cross. He was good, to be fair. You would have thought he might have been a bit rusty and spilt a couple of them with it being wet. And he didn't. He looked all right, didn't he?
But I wanted us to kick up. You know, we're through, so that's all that counts. But this was a bit more one of those disappointing cup, because you go 1-0 up and we should have killed that. And you want your second 11 to kill that game off, because it's to show that you're good enough to get in. And it's almost like, well, I have to bring Casemiro on, I have to bring Rashford on. And it's like, anyway.
The issue is with it, though, is that they're not creative enough. And we got to the stage where that game was reminiscent under Ralph last year. And it was the Ten Hag signings that really carried it through. I thought Martinez had a pretty good game tonight.
Yeah, Martinez was, sorry, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He didn't know if he'd be off the pace from obviously missing football for pretty much what's been about 3 weeks, it feels like. So there were positives in there, but they were all from, a lot of them were from Tag sort of substitutions and from his signings. Other than that, it looked like any performance under Ralph where you're just hoping that you score a random goal. I mean, it's more to your point with Anthony, is that he's poor, isn't he, in his decision-making. He takes too long. I said that on Friday on here that he's not going to get that time when he plays against City, but you need him in the squad because he means that we can spread the ball both ways. He might not be the best going forward, but he'll get you a goal. He'll do nothing, but he'll score one goal and he can defend. He's got to play against City for me, I think, on Saturday, regardless of how poor he is going forward with it. I think that we're a better team with him in than we are without him.
Yeah.
And I think it's a real paradox for that, but I genuinely think we are.
Well, what's your team then? I tell you, the one plus is... we've been on a crest of a wave. I apologise, I was too giddy before the game. That is a bringing down sort of a level to say, right, you've got to be on your toes. And you thought, you know, you have to, every single game is difficult these days, even against a really bad, you know, they're terrible, Charlton. But because we gave them a bit of hope, then they started fighting. But we've got to be on it. So Saturday, who do you play? Delozzi.
Well, that's the question, is obviously with him going off, but I mean, Masaka, you're going to do a lot more defending, aren't you? You're not going to be taking the game to him that much, so you probably are going to start with Wan-Bissaka, probably because Dallo's probably injured. You're going to obviously play Varane. I'm guessing you're going to put Martinez and Shaw in there as well. I hope he doesn't play Shaw at centre half, because I think Malassi is a weak link. I think that he's capable of a shaky game.
Yeah, I didn't think he'd had a good...
He didn't look particularly strong, did he? And comforting tonight, you know, he was a bit worrisome in a game that I thought he would really take. Your midfield three picks itself, doesn't it? Casemiro, Bruno and Eriksen. And then, you know, you're going to play Rashford. You're probably going to play Martial and Antony, aren't you? It's pretty much what the team's going to be.
But, like,
Well, I'd put...
Unless you play Garnacho.
I'd put Garnacho in. I thought, like, he has got... He was outstanding tonight.
Yeah,
the touches, the long touches that he was taking down, then he's running at his man. I mean, like, he not... You get carried away, that's what I do. I get very carried away, but it's like, that was... consistently, every time he's played, there's a bit of a buzz about him that's reminiscent of Ronaldo. And I know that's dramatic.
I think you need to be cagey, though, in the first half, though, for City, don't you? Because you don't want to obviously get blown out again in the first half, and I think Ten Hag will have that in his mind. So, and he's obviously played, looks like he's played 90 minutes tonight. I don't know if he got taken off at the end, but I can't really envisage that he's going to start this weekend, because that's a big risk. I think he's a nice asset to have coming off the bench if you're in a tight game, which we probably will be. But I don't think you start with him. I agree with you. I think he's great, wonderful, but I just can't see him playing him. I really don't.
But the one thing when he was tracking and he was tracking back poorly, that was his only thing that I could imagine Ten Hag having
You need that. This is the thing. This is why Anthony gets in that team, because you know, for all his flailings, he does track back and he does win a few balls and things. He puts a shift in, doesn't he? So you will need him on there. That's why I think that you can put Garnacho on if you're chasing a goal. Or maybe you're taking it to him in a drawing or anything like that. But I don't think you're going to start with him. It's still nil. As I say, that being 4-0 down, 4-1 down, or whatever it was at half time when we played him last time, he's definitely going to be fresh in his mind. Appreciate we're a different team. Obviously, Casemiro's great, but you can't start with him. I don't think you can. Because I don't know where you put Rashford.
Yeah, but isn't it? Yeah, I get. I'm buying, but isn't it that time get other teams worrying about us, and the times that they've had difficulties is when teams actually have a go at them and go, you can back off all you like, but even the second half, even though it was a four, you know, they don't mind.
But you're going to need to double up, aren't you, though, on players when City come at you? You are, and I think that he is going to be scored by that. That's the only reason. If we'd gone there and we'd maybe got beat 1-0 last time, then maybe you might feel inclined to play him, but I think you're going to be scored by that. We're going to learn a bit more about Ten Hag on Saturday by his team selection, aren't we, really? It's a shame because he's got to start with Martial. I think he is. He's got to play him, hasn't he? Like, I thought he might have snuck on tonight, really, just to try and get himself a goal.
But someone said he might have had a knock. I don't know. I've said my piece. And afterwards, I thought, I do sound more negative. I'm not meaning to say that. I just have a little bit of angst about it. But what do you make of the giraffe that we're in?
Veghorst.
Yeah. Oh, you say it with the accent.
Veghorst. Well, yeah. Well, I say De Gea. I don't say De Gea, do I? Do you know what I mean? It's like, you got to say...
I'm a very Luddite.
I'll be honest, he was at the back end of when I was still watching German football, and I quite liked him. And at the time, he was the only person that was keeping pace with Lewandowski. So the potential's there if you get the ball into him. I just worry we're not decisive enough in terms of service, and he didn't work with Ronaldo in there. We need somebody in there, don't we? So it's a no-brainer, isn't it, really? And
but
I don't
what
really
are we
going
to do? Like, how many times did we get the ball in the box in the air? How many times have we got the ball in the box in the air?
You're not going to play it in the box to Martial after. I mean, he's heading a bit atrocious, and Alanga's not going to be capable of that either.
But my thing is, can we... This is all, we're spending too much time on it, but it's like, are we going to change our style of play, or is he just a plan B?
If you look at his pressing stats, and everyone keeps circulating them on Twitter, he obviously looks like he's capable of
pressing.
His pressing
stat sheets.
I've never really noticed that about him, to be honest. Stat sheet is basically the same as a score sheet, but it's the Yank version. It's like saying soccer.
Do you get an actual sheet, though?
No.
Can I tell you about a moment that I had? So
you have a few pints, you say the word stat sheet instead of score sheet, and you just get ridiculed for it.
So, I was looking, I don't know why, another Lee Grant moment, in the COVID season. And Wikipedia's great because it's not great because it was fucking horrific, but and horrific on a football level and over all levels, but it says like attendance, and then it's got 10,000 Fulham, 2,000 West Ham. And what I forgot was Wolves had 4,000 the last day when we won 2-1, and Alanga scored there. Anyway, but it says at home, for Paris Saint-Germain and Besiktas, it says attendance 537. And for Paris Saint-Germain, 635. So there's 100 more freeloaders who've got in for PSG. But I was thinking, who are these 635? It's not fans, obviously. It must be UEFA.
This isn't healthy Googling. You know.
But so then you click on the citation and it led you to the UEFA you know, their fact sheet, and all it says is attendance 600. And I was thinking, I want to know who those, because there are people who would have blagged into that. And it wound me up at about midnight the other night. And I actually thought, why the fuck am I looking at this?
Yeah.
But there's an attendance of 600 people. Look at it, look it up. Nobody.
I'm not going to. We're not going to do that, because we're all going to be jailed that. They're like stewards.
Yeah,
you.
But how many? 600? Think about it, that's a lot of people.
It is a lot, yeah. Unless they're counting like coaching staff on UEFA records rather than FA records.
Yeah, but even coaching staff, we don't have that many. There's that. There's so, like,
600 is a lot.
That is a lot.
It is a
lot,
yeah. Even,
and then why is there 100 more for PSG Glamour game than Besiktas? I wanted a full tally from this. When we overthrow the Glazers, when we topple over the Glazer statue, I want to go in and look at the record books. Who are those 600 people? Right.
And you think you'll get access to that?
Not a chance. The next lot will still think we're scum at Red News. Like this lot and the lot before will always be considered the shit on someone's shoe. And do you know what I actually thought? Wouldn't it be nice that there's the people in their ivory towers watching us, and Stu from UWS, as the blizzard of rain and wind came down, that someone would go, oh, you can come and warm up in a lounge if you want. You know, like, it would all go
just
out the window.
Like, you know, like the beef eaters get outside the Buckingham Palace.
No one,
just a little hot.
No
like
one
that.
In that rain came and went, oh. And people actually, Charlton abusing me, and I thought, I didn't have the energy tonight. I said to one, I remember when I had my first beer too, but it was like, I had lacked the will of it. So to the 13 people who bought Red News off me in 2 hours today, I salute you, because I'm sure they were pity. Not one person is going to read that one. So please buy the mag on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right, so anything else?
Speaking of your ivory towers looking down at us, the highlight of my Red News selling career was when it was snowing and we were playing City in the derby a couple of years ago with a tapas afterwards, and it was hammering down with snow. And
we went for tapas
afterwards. We did. It was like one of
did. It was very nice.
It's the only time I've ever all been out for a meal, and I've been selling for like 12 years. It's like the only time.
it was
great. But the point is, it absolutely fucking snowed it down, and it must have been a good couple of inches deep in snow, and everyone was talking about like the game winning collar. That some poor woman from a burger van came out and said, you look like you need a cup of tea, please can I give you a cup of tea? I was like, yes you can. It was great. That's how cold it was.
I just wanted all sorts. And then a good mate, like one of the Welsh lot, he looked at me at half time, still sodden and wet, he just went, give it up, Barney. Then with love, what are you doing? What are you doing? Too horrendous anyway. Fuck it.
The weather's been bad for it.
So I was so giddy today, then I get soaked, then eight, like, score, right, we'll get 2-3, and then, I mean, the Charlton fans going, we're going to get hammered. And then it was like, turgid. You can't polish a turd.
It's tough,
but we are getting Garnaccio, so rare.
It was a tough watch, wasn't it, really? Yeah. I can't really comment for Rashford because we missed both the goals.
Sounds
again,
you can't
going down for all we know.
You can't. But it wasn't, we didn't leave like a ridiculous, it was like 87
minutes,
yeah.
Wasn't it? And he's like, it goes from we're thinking, oh shit,
Nick
Charlton
made
me
run. And Nick insulted me to the tram by saying, you're not going to make this, Barney. So I ran like Forrest Gump, got on there, and then was out of breath, and he went, it was only 50 metres.
It wasn't 50 metres. It was maybe 50 metres because the barrier was zigzagging, but it wasn't 50
There
metres.
Was someone who leaped at the barrier, and I thought, if I do that, there's an ambulance, the whole tram line's taken down for the night. They'll be putting one of those fucking screens over what happened to him. Oh, he's very old and wet, and he fell over.
Just looking for you to see you lay
beheaded like Alan Bradley. All I need is fucking Rita Fairclough calling out for me. Anyway, we've got it.
But we made it.
Yeah.
I'm having a nice pint.
And we missed two goals.
We've seen them now.
I've missed thousands, but it's not the same.
At least with three.
Yeah.
That's the major thing. That's positive. And hopefully City get knocked out tomorrow.
Don't want them in the semis.
Don't want them in the final.
Newcastle gives me a bit of fear because they'll be so up for two. But you've got to.
Them in a final would be scary, wouldn't it? Because how giddy would they be for a final if you got.
Yeah, but they were giddy when we played them in the Charity Shield and then we fucking lumped them. That was a good day.
Yeah, that's
we absolutely hammered them that day. That was a good drink as well, by the way.
When's the draw for that? I'm guessing it's tomorrow. It'll be after the game, sure.
Wasn't it nice having the FA Cup draw on a Sunday, though? Not like the one show with Jermaine Genus or some fucking...
Yeah, it was great, that. Arsenal playing City. I was like, oh, that's great, but we've still not fucking played Oxford yet. They couldn't
I got it totally tits up earlier. Right, what else have we got to add about the world? Anything?
I don't think so. It was short and sweet. Kind of like...
Well, we rambled on for ages before. Glory, glory, Man United. I'm happy. Just, I wish it would stop raining.
Semi-final. But that's a good one in Eric's first season.
As I maintain, I am happy. I give an air of belligerence behind. I am happy.
Yeah.
2006. Not saying that we, in the next 4 years, will win it all. But I thought, you know what did make me think? When I looked at 2006 and the team, and apart from John O'Shea in midfield, pretty much that nucleus then went to Moscow. And apart from Kieran Richardson was on the bench that day in the final. But I thought, can you imagine if history did repeat itself? If we get to the League Cup final and win it. Imagine if in 2 years' time we're in a European Cup final. On that note, shall we leave? Just to dream again.
Yeah.
We're dreaming again under Ten Hag, so come on, you lovely ball bastard.